Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. Going to Connect without going to Connect? Yes, that's possible. Today I talk to Mary Beth Raven, who might not be going to any sessions, but nonetheless will be meeting up with friends and soaking up the Orlando sun. Fingers crossed the snow won't ground her flight. Good evening, this is Femke Coudhart, and today I'm talking to Mary Beth Raven. Hello, Mary Beth.
Hi there.
How are you?
I am good.
So I understand that you will be heading out to Orlando this weekend.
I most certainly will. And since I live in New England, I am really looking forward to some warmer weather.
You guys have been having a lot of bad weather right now, isn't it? Oh,
yes, and very cold. Very cold.
So hopefully all the flights will be going then. I hear a lot of people are afraid of that.
Hope so, yeah.
Okay. So just for the people that don't know you yet, could you just tell us a bit who you are, where you work, what you do?
Sure. Right now, I am the Director of User Experience in the Advanced Software Division of EMC. And so you might ask yourself, why on earth is she talking to Femke? And quite honestly, it's because before I had my current job, I worked for IBM for 14 years, and I was the lead designer on Lotus Notes for several of those years, and on SameTime for several of those years, and I worked on several other products as well. So, and I went to Lotusphere when it was called Lotusphere 14 years in a row. So I have a real affinity for the people there. I made friends. And so to me, it's not just a business conference.
No, it's also a great community event to see the people that you've been working and friends with for so long, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of people will see you as one of the iconic people because of the fact that you've been there for so long. And you're always a figure also that stood out. I remember you wore a lot of yellow in those days. Do you still have that wardrobe?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, and I was trying to decide whether or not to wear it, because I'm also a big fan of blue. Blue is a wonderful color.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with yellow or with blue, so you can go with both.
Maybe mix and match them, yeah.
Yeah. So you're heading out for the weekend, but you're not actually going to be attending Connect this year, are you?
Right. So given my job role right now, I'm not that actively involved as a customer of IBM things. Certainly, ironically, after working on Lotus Notes and SameTime, the product that I use from that IBM division now happens to be the Connexa products, because I'm a director and I manage lots of people. So I've used the Connexa products for hiring people and things like that. So I think that's kind of ironic. So really, I am going just to visit with friends. As a matter of fact, it turns out that one of the people on my staff lives in Florida and works out of his home. And so I get to go and visit him once a year and, you know, have face-to-face personnel meetings. And why not pick the Monday that, you know, Connect starts? So that's what I did. So I'm combining my current job business of meeting somebody that works for me and having a one-on-one with the fact that it just happens to be Connect in Orlando that weekend, so I can see lots of my old friends.
Yeah, and it sounds really logical anyway, so why not?
Right.
So for the last 2 years, you've also been going to Orlando around the time for Lotusphere, I think.
Right, yep. Yep, same deal. Last year I went down and met the guy. That was the first time I ever met this person who works for me now. So I'm repeating the same process this year. It worked out really well. So pretty much I just go for the weekend and I stay through for Monday, have my business meetings on Monday, visit with folks a little bit more, and then come home on Tuesday. So.
And do you have any specific plans to do over the weekend, or are you just going to be there and meet up with people as they go?
Well, mainly I'm going to meet up with people as they go, but I do plan, depending on the weather, to go watch people play soccer on the beach in the morning. Mm-hmm. I do not intend to participate. I'm not in very good shape, and I haven't played soccer in many, many years. But
they have an American football team, by the way.
Oh, that's true. That's right. There's football, too. Oh, that's, well, I haven't played that in many years either. But it's sure to be a fun event, you know, as long as the weather isn't raining and stuff like that. And of course, I fully intend to show up at the, I don't know, do we still call it the Bald event, the bloggers and Lotus developers or whatever?
Yeah, the blogger annual Lotus dinner, I think it was.
Oh, is that what it stands for? Okay, yep. So,
I know the blogger Saturday annual, that's about
evening.
It.
Yep. Yeah. I plan to show up for that. And last year I debated whether or not to buy a guest ticket to the opening reception, and I did, and I think it was completely worth it, and I may do that again this year because I got to see lots of business partners who were on the showcase floor and meet up with them and see what they're doing nowadays, because I spent so many years working with business partners and seeing how they could extend Lotus Notes or add, you know, apps to Same Time and stuff like that. It's still fun to see what people are doing, and it was fun to run into folks and see what's going on. And in many respects, right, yes, it's friends, but it's also business, because the last two jobs that I've gotten, the two since I'm leaving IBM, have both been from connections that I made, you know, at conferences and while working. So it's all part of the whole business of keeping your connections, keeping your network, you know, open. So it's, for me, it's both business worthy and an awful lot of fun.
That is really what the conference is all about. It's about finding ways to connect to other people.
Yes.
Another question for you. So you've been to Connect Lotusphere for 14 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best memory that you have of those 14 years? Your most memorable memory?
Well, there are different kinds of memories. So one of the best memories I have is at Business Development Day on an early Sunday morning when I had been asked to be a speaker and talk about some future. There was a futurist panel. And that was a lot of fun, because I got to future ideas, but it was also a lot of fun because, you know, I had been actively blogging and tweeting and the community knew who I was. And when Alistair introduced me and I came up on stage, people were, you know, clapping and stuff. And he kind of looked at me like, how did you get so popular? And it was fun to realize that, you know, I'd been able to build a community of people through blogging and through using social media, which of course is exactly what the product set and the product direction is all about. So mm-hmm. That was one of my highlights.
It is a special moment when you get on stage and you see all those faces over there and you realize that you know quite a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the opposite, what would be your worst memory, if you have any?
Well, there was nothing really ever bad. Everything was always good. Although there was one year when it was a blizzard and I had to rebook my flights probably four times. So that was tough.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the weather. Who can, you know, nobody can control the weather.
Yeah. And was that coming in or going back home?
That was coming in. I mean, if I have to extend it going home, not a biggie. I'm stuck in Florida. Who, you know, I wanted to get down there. Yeah. And that would be the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah, I can completely understand that. I know one of my colleagues got stuck in Detroit once for a night. So that's no fun either.
Mm-mm.
What are the specific ways in which you try to stay in contact with the people that you know from the community? I know, for instance, that the reason that I know you were coming was that we still keep in contact through the Nerd Girl chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, right. So we have the Nerd Girl Skype chat, which, you know, any nerd girl can request to join, and we talk about professional topics, not specific to IBM, because, I mean, I still find value in it. And certainly I'm still very active on Twitter. For those of you who follow me on Twitter, you're probably getting really sick of a lot of my tweets, you know, about take this survey if you use EMC ProSphere or EMC Control Center. But that's exactly what I use social media to do. And when I worked at IBM, I learned how to leverage social media to inform the design of stuff, you know. So I'm still using it that way. But so since I'm still on Twitter, I still follow all of you. I, you know, I still follow IBM Connect and stuff like that and have an idea of what's going on because I still, you know, love the product set. And I'm very, very interested in the whole idea of getting people to collaborate better, either through computers or through social networking and stuff like that. And of course, Facebook as well. And those are, oh, and LinkedIn. You know what? This past year, I have used LinkedIn more and more for whatever reason. It helps me keep in touch with what other people are doing. It seems like, you know, a lot of people are moving around. Maybe it kind of goes in waves. You know, people stay at one job for a bunch of years and then move around. And I've been finding that the things that people post on my LinkedIn stream are more and more valuable to me professionally. And so Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Nerd Girl Skype chat, all those things kind of come together to make me feel like I am still a part of the community, even though I'm no longer working on the design of the products.
Yeah, and I would certainly say that you are still a big part of the community as well. So it's not just staying in contact, but you are involved and you do comment on discussions that are going on, and you do interact with people. I think that is the whole key of being in a community.
Yep.
Okay. Anything you would like to send out to the people that are going to attend this week as a tip or a must-do when you're in Orlando? You've had 14 years of experience. You must know something that they should be doing or not doing.
Well, pretty much I'm going to echo a lot of the other people's tips, especially if you're relatively new. You know, reach out. Don't be shy about talking to people. And it's going to be a real mix again this year, and I think that's a good thing, right? There's a lot of people who have used and administered, you know, Domino and Same Time and stuff like that, and a new mix of people who are more Conexa users and things like that. And it's good for a community to get new blood and to mix up and grow. And so just elbow your way in there and introduce yourself and, you know, sit down and have a drink with folks, and don't be embarrassed about that, and have a good time if you can.
Yeah. And I think that is the best advice that you can give anybody going to Connect. Just have a great time, because it is a great conference and a great place to be. Well, thank you for this conversation, Mary Beth. I hope you have a fantastic weekend over there in Orlando. Say hi.
Thank you.
Say hi to all the folks for me, because I'm going to be
stuck
there.
I know, we will miss you so much, yes.
Well, I will hopefully be there next year. So thank you so much for this, and I hope to speak to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.